Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes up in the morning out in the garden. Get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
Welcome to this week's High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Hydrocultural Supplies, and of course, Hydro Organics 355 North Street, and now at 14 Bog Road in Caribou. We are officially the county's largest hydroponic store. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the 22nd episode of the High Grow Garden Show. Very hard to believe we've been at it this long. This week, I'm going to be joined once again with Rachel, and we're going to be discussing the different various types of hydroponic systems that you can grow your stuff inside with. There are six main types of hydroponic systems available, and today we are just going to give you a quick overview of each one to help give those of you considering venturing into the world of hydroponic growing something to think about.
As Bill said, there are six different types of hydroponic systems that are all vary slightly from one another and are each ideal for different specific growing needs. The six types of hydroponic systems are the aeroponic system, the drip system, the ebb and flow system, the NFT or nutrient film technique system, the water culture system, and the wick system. Let's start off with the overview of the aeroponic system. The aeroponic system is one of the most high-tech growing systems available. The growing medium when using this system is mainly air. The roots of your plant hang in the air and are misted with a nutrient solution every few minutes. A timer must be set to control your nutrient pump to ensure the roots are properly misted. What you will need for this system is a reservoir, a pump, and spray nozzles, grow media, nutrient solution, and a pH and EC/TDS controller. EC/TDS are the measurements used to determine the strength of your hydroponic solution. EC stands for electrical conductivity, and TDS stands for total dissolved liquids. The second type of hydroponic system is the drip system. The drip system is the most widely used hydroponic system. A timer controls a submersed pump that releases a nutrient solution onto the base of each plant. You can choose to use a recovery drip system, which collects and reuses the excess solution and is more sustainable. With the recovery drip system, your pH, land nutrient levels may vary. However, due to the reusing of the solution, you can choose to use a recovery drip system, which collects and reuses the excess solution and is more sustainable. With the recovery drip system, your pH land nutrient levels may vary. However, due to this reusing of the solution, you can choose to use a non-recovery drip system, which does not collect the excess solution, but you must have a precise timer to ensure the minimum amount of nutrient solution is wasted. With the drip system, you will need a water reservoir and pump for the fertilized water, drip manifolds and lines, a grow tray and media, nutrient solution, an air pump and diffuser, and an EC/TDS controller.
Another common hydroponic system is the ebb and flow system. This system works by temporarily flooding a tray with a nutrient solution and then draining the solution back into a reservoir, which is controlled by a submersed pump on a timer. Several times a day, the timer comes on, and day meaning when your lights are on. Several times a day, the timer comes on and allows the pump to release the nutrient solution into the grow tray. When the timer shuts off, the nutrient solution is collected back into the reservoir to be reused. The ebb and flow system can be modified in several ways, such as filling the grow tray with rocks, gravel, cocoa mats, a bunch of different things. One main disadvantage of using this specific method is the possibility of a power outage and or pump failures due to the growing medium that is used. What that means is that some of the growing mediums that are available to use in this system will hold water and some will not. So if you use one that will hold water, a power outage isn't quite as bad as one that does not hold water. What you will need for this method is a water reservoir and a pump, a grow tray in the media, and, of course, a nutrient solution. An air pump and a diffuser, which keeps your nutrients mixed up and air in it so it doesn't go stagnant. A diffuser, a pH tester, an ESTDS meter, also known as PPM. I thought I'd throw that in there, H. PPM, parts per million. As I'm sure you have noticed by now, a lot of these components are the same. We carry all of these up at High Grow at 355 North Road, and if you come in, we can, you know, try to sort all this out for you.
The NFT, or Nutrient Film Technique Growing System, is the most commonly thought of hydroponic system. The NFT systems have a constant flow of nutrients, therefore no timer is needed for the submersed pump. The nutrient solution is pumped onto the grow tray, over the plant roots, and is drained into a reservoir. The only grow medium that is used in this system is air. These plants are typically supported by small plastic baskets with the roots dangling into the nutrient solution. This is another system that faces the risk of power outages and pump failures. For the NFT system, you will need a water reservoir, a grow tray, nutrient solution, and an air pump and diffuser, and a pH and EC/TDS monitor.
Not only is this a gardening show, it's also a show with a little bit of music. Right now we're going to hear a song that I'm sending out to my sweet wife, Martine, from Levon Helm, Got Me a Woman.
Oh, I got me a woman, she's a pretty good woman at that. We live with a monkey and a Chinese acrobat. She calls me, texts, makes me wear a cowboy hat. But I don't care, she's a pretty good woman at that. Nothing in the world make me treat that woman mean. She shaves my beard and she keeps my tractor clean. She burns my bread, makes me eat turnip greens. But I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen. For some folks, they move out to California. And some folks, they stay in Tennessee. Slide trombone. She talks in tongues. Oh, she really turns me on. With a woman like that, a man never wants to roam. Some folks, you move out to California. Some folks, you stay in Tennessee.
I love that Levon Helm. I sure miss him. Well, we're going to move on now to the water culture system. It's another very simple way to use a hydroponic system. A styrofoam platform typically holds the plants and floats in the nutrient solution. An air pump is used to supply air to a bubbling stone that releases the nutrient solution and provides oxygen to the plant roots. Leaf lettuce is the predominant plant grown in water culture systems, and very few other plants do well in this system. You'll need a water reservoir, a grow tray and media, an air pump, diffuser, and nutrient solution. Pretty much all the same stuff you need for all the other kinds. A small-scale water culture system, you'll also need a pH meter, TDS meter, whereas for larger-scale water culture systems, you'll need a pH-TDS controller. The last type of hydroponic system we would like to go over today is the wick system. The wick system is thought to be the easiest and most user-friendly hydroponic system. The wick system is a passing system, which means it has no moving parts. Excuse me, that's not passing, that's passive system. It has no moving parts. A nutrient solution is released into a grow tray through a wick. With this system, there are many various growing mediums that can be used depending on what best suits the plants you're trying to grow. With this system, like with basically all other systems, you will need a water reservoir, a grow tray, the medium, an air pump, a diffuser, and a nutrient solution.
Whichever one you choose of these hydroponic systems to best suit your needs, don't forget that Hygrow Organics sells a wide variety of all of the different tools and nutrients you will need to be successful in any growing endeavor you choose to embark on. Growing and gardening can be both fun and challenging, and deciding to make the switch from soil to one of these hydroponic systems could be exactly what you need to delve further into your growing and gardening potential. Some of the great benefits to choosing to grow in one of these systems we have talked about today are that they give you complete control over your nutrient balance, no yard space is needed. Hydroponic gardens are generally use up to 2/3 less water than a soil garden. Getting started is usually cheaper and will save you money on projects of any size. Yields are generally higher, and hydroponic gardens are much more productive for their size, and the results are generally so much better tasting. With all of these obvious advantages, now is a good time as any to try your hand at growing hydroponically, big or small.
Thanks, Rachel, for helping us wade through this hydroponic stuff. And I know to all you listeners it's very confusing, but if you stop right up to the store at 355 North Road there in good old Holt, Maine, we'll help sort you out a little further. Additionally, this winter we're going to have some different hydro systems set up in the store so you can come and look at them. But we also sell Emily's Garden and the Mega Garden, which are both ebb and flow types of hydroponic systems that provide everything you need except the plants. Special shout out this week to Jenny for writing this show for us, doing our research, and manning the store while I'm out running amok. And thanks for listening.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the Hygrow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.